Case. Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here on this Friday. Yes, we're already on Friday, folks. March 13th, 2026. If you're very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for tuning into the latest episode of this other K-State podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri here. Folks, whether that is men's, women's basketball, football, spring sports, active right now. I've already recorded the weekend preview. That will come out this evening for y'all. This daily podcast, sometimes twice a day, even here and there, three times a day. On this podcast, I read up on K-State, it feels like, and I might do an episode on this later. K-State, or at least the men's basketball anyways, coming up on potentially their next hire. They wanted to get things done before everybody else's conference championships got done. So there's that. I'm not going to say the name right now, y'all, K-State listeners out there, which y'all should be. but sometimes, hey, if you're one interested in what's happening with K-State basketball, hey, tune into this podcast. So there's that. So I might do something on that. The urgency, I guess you will, of this next hire, which, hey, huge. And Gene Taylor, he needs to get it right. He needs to get it right. For the basketball program, obviously there, so there's that. But anyways, baseball. And today, K-State baseball, well, the man anyways, in action tonight. First series of the conference schedule. And that's going to be against Houston. Tonight down in Houston, obviously, if you've been an everydayer of this podcast, you will know you're going to get a postcast throughout the weekend. Obviously, we do recap/postcast, however you want to call it, after every K-State athletic event there as well. We'll get to golf, obviously, on men's golf at some point as well. This weekend, as they've been in action, we haven't been paying attention to it enough there as well. Women's golf was recently in action as well. We'll get you squared away as we enter into the second weekend of March. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for this baseball edition. So, head coach Pete Hughes entering in his team, Batcats, entering the Big 12 2026 season. And I'll probably end up on a separate episode, go over the rest of the Big 12 schedule for K-State. Not on this episode, but we're going to check out the other baseball teams right now. BYU on top of the board here early. They're 8-8 overall, but they opened up Big 12 play of the win yesterday over at Cincinnati. And Cincinnati was 14-5, upset already. To begin conference play in general, and Cincinnati came in, conference play 14-5. That is 14 wins was the most, or still is the most, entering conference play. And BYU took the first game away from Cincinnati. So BYU up top of the stands right now. So that's it until some of these games get played this weekend, like K-State at Houston. Houston 11-5. So right now it's West Virginia 11-3. Then your K-State Wildcats sit there 13-4. So big golden opportunity this weekend for Pete Hughes and the Wildcats. Again, entering conference play down in Houston with winning seven straight games. The last time they lost was, of course, their home opener at Twin Family Stadium in game one to Columbia. That's it. And ever since then, the Wildcats have been rolling. Arizona State, Oklahoma State, next in line, 12-4. Then it's K-State's opponent, Houston, Texas Tech at 11-5. And then on here, I'm gonna skip that team for a minute. Baylor, Kansas, and Kansas 10-6. Utah is 9-5. UCF. We forgot about TCU. That team that was favored. Preseason Big 12 favorites, to win the conference. They're 10-6 heading into conference play there. So we'll see what happens there as well. TCU, yeah, I already said that. Utah 9-5, UCF 9-6, Arizona 6-10, and we already mentioned Cincinnati there. But Cincinnati starting off with a Big 12 play on the wrong foot. They're at 0-1 as they continue their series with BYU there as well. So, yeah, so huge. So, after all that said and done, right, K-State was, remember, I have to remember people this now. K-State came in to the year, preseason mid-pack. So, this is going to be fascinating coming in here. Now, based on that, with football, if you look back to the Big Three, again, for K-State, whether that's football failing expectations, men's basketball, not even in the same zip code, and now baseball stepping up to the plate now, rolling, now led by D. Kennedy, led by Grant Gallagher, fast calls, fast quiz, others, right? Some to tie some losses of the world, right? It's Gavasco. Those guys, if, hey, you get help, obviously contributions for everybody, this team's going to be pretty dangerous in conference play. I'm excited to see what they're going to do here later on, starting tonight against Houston there. So I'm going to do a separate podcast on the rest of the schedule, since I still have not gotten to that part, in which I will do eventually this weekend, as well as we kick off the second weekend of March. So that's, I just want to come on here this morning here on this Friday morning in Kansas City, Missouri, talk Big 12 standings heading in to KSA Showdown Houston, a three-game series to kick off the 2026 Big 12 schedule for Kansas State baseball. This all starts tonight there as well. And, of course, if you're every day of this podcast, you want to make sure you're tapped in this podcast. Make sure you subscribe button, hit the like button, tap the alarm button, up this content daily. Hope you got all that. Y'all will be first to be notified about that big weekend for K-State baseball. As obviously football got spring going on, spring practice, spring conditioning, workouts going on currently right now. Men's basketball wrapped up earlier this week and so forth there as well. So, and then of course, I got to remind everybody, K-State women's basketball will wait their fate if they're going to play extra basketball. We'll wait on that announcement, which will come out Sunday afternoon at some point. Probably after the selection show of the women's NCAA tournament there as well. So there you have all that there as well. But yeah, K-State right now, K-State has the second most wins entering Big 12 play with their 13, 7 of them straight heading in after their sweep. Well, after their, I should say, well, yeah, their sweep over SIUE, taking the last two of the series from Columbia, right? And then you beat Wichita State, and then you dominate South Dakota State. I almost said San Diego State again. I almost did it again, but I didn't do it. We beat South Dakota State. See, I'm going to get myself in trouble there again. So South Dakota State, shutting them out. And now you have this momentum. We'll see if we can keep this thing rolling tonight against Houston. The Pearl Project Podcast, all this Kansas sports you can get. We're a podcast for our free and available daily. Remember, just record Kansas State content. You know what it is. We're on iTunes, Amazon, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your, listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. And yes, keep an eyes open. I did get that report from CBS Sports, to get that notification by CBS Sports that K-State is closing in on the next hire. We'll see if they officially close it here, because they say, hey, I've been hearing that a lot here really over the past week and change now. They want to get this over with, and hopefully they get it right. Gene Taylor, hope you get it right. I'll do an episode about it. But anyways, make sure you are tuned in. We will catch up on the rest of the sports here at, like, women's tennis, women's golf. We'll get caught up on men's golf as well during the weekend. Alex Aiden out there in Sydney, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another baseball episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with cats.